Wow. I have a question. Biblically, who are we to direct our prayers to? I've heard both the Father or Jesus. Well, I think as we just define Trinitarian life, it's by the Spirit, through the Son, to the Father. Okay? Now, we know that in the day of Jesus, as a man, he walked and he conversed with his followers. And I believe that he wants to do the same today. But Jesus spoke of asking in his name as we bring our petitions to God. The Bible says that we now have access to God through Jesus. We have access by Jesus. We come to Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. We have access and boldness with confidence through the shed blood of Jesus. So I think the pat answer for this is going to be, and it's going to be the answer for a lot of things, by the Spirit, through the Son, to the Father. Let's go to the next one. Why does Christ say that the Father is greater than him? I thought they were equal. Okay? The equality, remember, this is why we walk through all this stuff. They are equal in their essence, in their essential nature, but there's deference within it. Is my wife, am I greater than my wife as a man? No. But there is biblical deference to me. We share, we are equally human, but she defers to me. And in that sense, in a biblical economy, I'm greater than her. But it doesn't mean that I'm by nature greater than her. The Father, Jesus submitted himself willingly to the Father. And I hope that the reality of deference within the Trinity. See, when man, sinful man, thinks of hierarchy, we only understand greater in terms of, well, there's the CEO and then there's the VP. That's how we understand hierarchy. There's no same essence going on in that vertical thing in a fallen world. But for Jesus to have deference to the Father does not mean that he's less than God. The doctrine of the Trinity states that they are equally and fully God. Therefore, Jesus is not by nature less God than the Father, but he is in deference taking a place of submission to the Father. So I hope that answers that guy. Let's go on to the next one. If God is perfect and he created something that he saw was not good, man being without a partner, does that mean that God created imperfection? That's for the creation study, so we're not going to go there on tonight's study dealing with the Trinity. And I'm sure there's maybe a bunch of, like, well, then where did the Trinity come from and who made them? Okay. Before Jesus became a man, what was his form and or role? We know he pre-existed in eternity. We have in the Old Testament some things that theologians call theophanies. Theophanies are a reference to a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus on the earth. One of the common ones is when Abraham entertained those three strangers at his tent. And it's believed that that was a theophany, an appearance of Jesus. What form did Jesus have? I can't tell you because the Bible doesn't tell us what form he had. We know that he was, though, at a point in time. He entered space and time and was begotten. Okay? He was begotten by the power of the Holy Spirit. He was conceived in the womb of a woman, and then he was knit together with us in our humanity. And forever he bears our humanity. But before that, he was not linked to us in our humanity. And that is the great condescension of God, that he would so desire to be our kinsman redeemer that he would choose to divest himself of his right to express all of his divine glory and to take on upon himself humanity so that he might be our kinsman redeemer. So I can't tell you what was his form. And what was his role? Well, surely in his role, he was willing from before. The Bible says he was as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, looking forward to the day when God would tell the children of Israel to take a lamb without spot and without blemish. All of that was looking forward to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Now, am I to say that then he was a lamb in eternity past? No. It was looking forward to a type and a picture. But Jesus in the epics of eternity past, that was sorted out between the Father and the Son and the Spirit. The Father decided he would send the Son. The Son said, I will gladly go and I will be slain. Jesus was as good as slain from the foundations of the earth. But what was his form? Can't tell you. But surely he participated in the Trinitarian life that we've talked about tonight from eternity past. Let's get one more question because we have gone really late here. How do you explain to someone who is a Muslim why it's so important to follow the Trinitarian God when they are experiencing their own God and finding happiness in it? What you have to tell them is that Jesus is the true God. And you will very quickly come to odds with them because they do not embrace Jesus as God. And you can tell them in love the very same things that we were looking at tonight. In love. You never hit them over the head with it out of spite or because they're Muslim and because you have, you know, there's Muslims that have made life miserable for a lot of human beings on the earth. In love, you tell them Allah is not the true and living God. Allah's a demon. And Jesus is the true God who became man to die for the sins of the world. So that through faith in him, your sins can be forgiven. The Muslim knows nothing of forgiveness of sin. Nothing. So you've got to begin with the truth. And that's why this doctrine is so important. Jesus, God the Son, is fully God. The Muslims, they're ignorant of that. But you need to press that with them. Father, I thank you. Lord, I'm sure there's a ton more great questions that are here. And we would pray that as we get to sort through some of these, maybe sort through some of them on the internet together, Lord, as we move forward from here, Lord, it's all an interesting bit of stuff, Lord. But thank you for tonight. Thank you that we could do what we did tonight, to pray together, to have a meal together, to study the Trinity together, to worship together. And now, Lord, we pray that the great practical implications of this amazing doctrine of the Trinity would be something that we could walk in, live in, and delight in this week and our lives ahead of us on this side of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.